Stand with us, please, for the book of Zephaniah this morning. Zephaniah, the Old Testament, the prophet of God. Zephaniah chapter number 3. Excuse me. Zephaniah chapter 3. I'm going to be starting this morning at verse number 14. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse number 14. The prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, sing aloud. Can I let you know that singing under your breath doesn't mean that? Sing aloud. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never, everybody say never.
Never.
Never again fear evil. On that day it shall come and shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. Finally, verse number 20, he says, at that time I will bring you in. At the time when I gather you together, I will make you renowned and praised among the people of the earth, for when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord of hosts. I want to use as a topic this morning, a title for this message, Advent season, go ahead. Go ahead. Say it with me, go ahead. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to share and sit under the word, to hear the word, to fellowship around the word. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive what the Holy Spirit says to your church this morning. We give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All of God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the house. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, I was being very sophisticated when I said the title. The real title is Go Ahead. That's the real title. The real title is really Go Ahead. I didn't want to be unsophisticated when I gave you the official title, but the real title is Go Ahead. Go Ahead. Amen. Somebody say, now, say that with me. Now, say, Go Ahead.
Go Ahead.
Yeah, Go Ahead. Go Ahead. Not much is known about Zephaniah personally, other than the fact that his ministry was contemporaneous with Jeremiah, in the sense that Jeremiah's ministry, at the end of Zephaniah's ministry, Jeremiah started his ministry. So they had a contemporary, they were contemporaries of each other, but Zephaniah was at the close of his ministry and Jeremiah was at the open of his. So they were speaking into the same context of one another. In other words, they were dealing with the same issues. It's just that Judah had not been occupied just yet. Zephaniah was throwing out some warning signs, some hints. He was bringing the word of God in a way for the people to try to understand, so that they would gather an opportunity to turn, to change, to repent. The word of God is, I want you to hear this, is always alive. So it doesn't matter what context you're preaching into, the word of God will affect you differently based on your ability to hear. Jeremiah was preaching to a occupied Judah. Zephaniah was doing it before. Both of them had God's word, but God's word in both of them was alive. Everybody say alive. God's word was pregnant in them, meaning that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit made the eternal and living word focus in on their context. The same Holy Spirit makes the same word alive in our own context. It's just basically how you hear God's word and what context you're hearing God's word in. Both prophets were dealing with a rebellious people. Both prophets were dealing with them because they were forsaking the covenant of God. They had a binding relationship with God, and they were breaking that relationship. They were breaking that agreement, and the prophet was dealing with them. The prophet was also, watch this, dealing with the enemies of God's people. He was talking to them as well, and he was trying to tell them, hey, you're coming against my people. I just want to give you a warning, because what at that time the enemy was trying to cut the people off. The enemy was trying to encircle the people. They were trying to surround the people. Can I bring this home to you? Your enemy will always try to isolate you. Your enemy will try to always cut you off. If you get somebody trying to cut you off and cut you out of your support system, be careful on that person. Be careful of the person that tells you, I don't want you calling your people anymore. One of the longest standing strategies of any adversary is to cut you off, isolate you, and then try to destroy you. To make you feel like your enemy tries to make you feel like you're all by yourself. See, sometimes that is to make you not to lose hope, and then sometimes it's to make you try to depend on them. I'm helping somebody this morning. I just want you to gather this. I don't know. I wasn't in your car this morning. I wasn't on your phone with you last night. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, is alive and pregnant. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The enemy wants to make you feel like you're the only one that's going through what you're going through. If I can get you to make you feel like you are all by yourself, I will put you in despair. I will make you feel alone. Zephaniah said to the people, now watch this, don't misinterpret this, but Zephaniah says to the people, he says, now it is your fault that the enemy is coming through the doors. You had a protection, you had a wall, but you walked away from your covenant, and now you have let the enemy in.
Amen.
Some of us can testify this morning that what we're going through is really our fault. We want to blame other folk. I know you want to blame somebody else, but sometimes what you're going through is because of you. You get on the scale in the morning, you can't cast out that scale. No, that's your fault. Amen. You haven't saved a dime in 5 years. You can't rebuke the devil of debt. Amen. But then God looks at the enemy and he says, now, hey, although this door is open, woe to you if you go through it. See, the same thing is being said. He's saying to the people, you let the enemy in, but he tells the enemy, but you can't come in here. Watch this. Sometimes the rebuked word for you is also a no word for the enemy. There was a guy that told a story. He said he was younger at the time. He said he was about nine years old, and he and his dad went to this this hotel, and in the hotel they had a pool table, and so his dad was checking in, so he wandered off by the pool table. Well, you know, some people really get serious about playing pool. You know, they really serious. You know, when they playing pool, especially when a little money is on the table, they get real serious. So he got real interested in what was going on the pool table, and he picked up the eight ball and looked at it. The people that were playing, these two big husky guys, looked at him and said, hey, boy, what's wrong with you? He said he just didn't know what to do, but just froze and was scared out of his mind until he felt a big hand on his shoulder, pulled him behind him, his daddy, and he said, "Now look, you got something to say to this boy, you say it to me." He said he was behind his daddy and said, "Yeah, I think we can take him, Dad. We can get him. Said he brought him up to his room and he said, "Now look, next time you put your hands on something else, I'm gonna deal with you personally. Do you realize that's your relationship with God? See, sometimes you get in a mess because you did it, but God says, I'm gonna protect you and I'm gonna deal with your enemy, but I gotta talk to you too when we get back home." Amen. Parents, you gotta start protecting your kids when they're doing wrong. You gotta let them know they're doing wrong. If you don't tell them they're doing wrong, somebody else will. Amen. Zephaniah had a mandate from God to bring good news, or to bring news. The news was a living word. Everybody say living word. See, that news, the living word means that it is alive. It was alive then, and it is alive right now. It's tough to hear sometimes. See, the news doesn't always sound good to you. It's tough to hear, but it also can be a sweet word when you hear it the right way. To some, the news is bad, but to others, the news is good. News is good. Prophetic news, I want you to hear this now, can have a double meaning. Everybody say double meaning.
Double meaning.
Yeah, sometimes the word can mean something to the people 2,000 years ago, and it can mean something to us 2,000 years later. The same, and I want you to catch this. I had to write this down because just hear it this way. You can say the same thing, but you can say it to two different people, and it will mean something different to each. Let me say that again. You can say the same thing to two different people, and it'll mean something different to each one of them. Give you an example. I'm on my way. If you're a child at home and they told you that as soon as I get home, we're going to the amusement park. You've been waiting all day. Oh, I can't wait till she gets off. I can't wait till he gets off so we can go home. I'm on my way. They call you on that cell phone and say, "Are you ready? Because I'm on my way." You get excited. You get all about your business. We about to head out to that amusement park. But let you have to get them dishes done. Come on, some old school parents know what I'm talking about. And that bed's supposed to be made, and you were supposed to have already swept the floor and got all that stuff ready. When you get that phone call, "I'm on my way." All of a sudden, that same sound don't sound that good. Oh my God. Have you ever been, five of y'all been in the house trying to do all that stuff together, and all of a sudden ain't nobody ready? Some of your young kids don't know what I'm talking about, because y'all been doing their own your dishes for them. Y'all been making their bed for them, like my mommy used to do. Amen. Watch this now. Say the same thing, but emphasize it differently. The meaning will change. Zephaniah did this. Say the same thing, but emphasize it differently, and the message will change. Your father and your mother calling your name. You know that it sounded different when they said it differently. "Hey, Fred." "Hey, Mom, how you doing?" "Hey, Fred." "Okay, I better hurry up." "Fred Bates Jr." Got your middle name and all kinds of apostrophes. You know that you heard the same word, but the word had different meaning because it was emphasized differently. Zephaniah is doing the same thing. He's saying three things, but he's saying them the same or different, saying three different, one thing, three different ways. He's saying one thing, three different ways. Remember I said, "Go ahead." That was a sophisticated way. Zephaniah said, "Go ahead." He said, "Go ahead," but he was talking to three different people, giving three different emphasis. Zephaniah said, "Go ahead." Everybody say, "Go ahead."
"Go ahead."
Look at your neighbor and say, "Go ahead."
"Go ahead."
See, the first time Zephaniah said, "Well, go ahead," Go ahead. But he said it with an offer of encouragement and praise. Go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead. You can do it, Zephaniah says to the people. You are blessed. Look at verse number 20. He says, at that time, I will bring you in. At that time, I will gather you together, for I will make you renowned in praise. Go ahead with your bad self. You are blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let them know you say, you're blessed. See, you can say to somebody, you are blessed. He's saying, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. Some of us need to realize that God has already spoken that word over us. And when we walk into a building, when we walk into a business, you are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are blessed.
Thank you, Pastor.
You are blessed. And when we take that word and we put it in our hearts and we make it personal, we all of a sudden hear the Father saying, go ahead. Go ahead. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Stop being anxious about stuff. I'm going to take care of you. Go ahead with your bad self. Somebody say, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Then Zephaniah says, go ahead. But he says, go ahead to the enemy. Y'all, some of y'all may not know how this sounds, but it's like this. Go ahead on now. you know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, look, you got one more time. Go ahead on now. See, same thing, different emphasis. Go ahead on. See, God tells the enemy, he says, keep it up. You got one more time. Keep it up. Behold, at that time I will deal with your oppressors. Go ahead on now. See what you might hear in society today, and we don't hear it, but God is saying, go ahead on now. You hurt these people down at the border. Go ahead on. You keep on acting a fool with these people, all this racism, you better go ahead on. You better quit this, because this stuff, you cannot keep doing stuff and they're not being answered. Go ahead on. Can I say this to you? Four things you need to know. Number one, you do have an enemy. See, some people walking around, you don't realize you are in the middle of spiritual combat. You are in a battle. You are in warfare, and you have an enemy. The issue is you don't realize you're in combat. Some people go 3 weeks and don't realize you're under spiritual attack. You are under the assault of the enemy, and you just think, well, I'm feeling bad. I'm down. Man, you being assaulted. You under attack. You in warfare. But the second thing you got to know is your enemy is not who you think it is.
Yeah.
Your enemy is not the person sitting next to you. Your enemy is not the boss or the supervisor or those people that you supervise. Your enemy is not the person that lays in the same bed with you. Because the house divided against itself cannot stand. So you got to realize that your enemy is not flesh and blood. Find out who the enemy is. Your enemy, your adversary, Jesus exposed him. I've got to know that I've got an enemy. I've got to know that my enemy is not flesh and blood. But I've also got to know that my enemy has a plan, has deceit, has deception with him, has schemes, has all kinds of things. Things that I would not have thought of, your enemy is thinking about. You know, when you sleep, your enemy is trying to come up with a plan. You know, when you sleep, your enemy is working hard trying to destroy you. But then number four, you can let the enemy in or you can kick the enemy out. Jesus says, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy to trample on snakes and scorpions and over everything the enemy comes at you. Don't be ignorant of your enemy's devices. If we would learn how to walk in love, we would overcome a whole lot of stuff that the enemy throws at us. If we would learn how to, amen. If we would learn how to forgive folk, we could overcome all the stuff that the enemy throws at us. Some of us are walking around mad. We've been mad for 3 years because somebody did us wrong 3 years ago. And they done forgot they did you wrong. They're living their life. They happy. They joyful. And you still pouting, pressed, and mad. Let me move on my text here. Let me get on. Go ahead on with your bad self. You better go ahead on now. And then finally, somebody say, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This last one is giving you permission. Go ahead. Giving you permission to praise. He says, sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Well, at this point, you hear Zephaniah saying, go ahead. Come on. You can do it. You listen, go ahead. What is he saying? At some point, you got to realize that you got to start learning how to give God praise. Okay, let me see if I can make this sound right to you. When you're going through stuff, that's when you give God praise. When you're not going through stuff, that's when you give God praise. When you wake up in the morning, that's when you give God praise. When you go to sleep at night, that's when you give God praise. When you stand up in the morning, that's when you give God praise. When you can walk and talk, that's when you give God praise. When you can't walk and talk, you still give God praise. At all times, give God praise. He says, sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, rejoice. Why is he saying that? Because of what God has done for you. If you can't go back and think about all the good things that God has done for you, I don't know what I can do with you. All I got to do is go back and say, what good God has done for me. Old folks used to say, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put me in my right mind. I can't do nothing but give God praise. There comes a time when I got to get back and out of myself and say, I thank you. Lord, I know I messed up. I let the enemy in, but I'm going to give you praise right now, not because the enemy is in here, but because you kept me from the power of the enemy. You kept me from myself. Because if it had not been for you, on my side, where would I be? So I can praise him for what he's done, but I can go back and now I can start praising him for what he's about to do. See, he says, I'm going to open some doors for you that nobody can close. I'm going to give you some stuff that nobody can take away from you. I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. Above, I'm going to heal your body when everybody else gave up on you. I'm going to still come through for you. And so, see, what am I praising God for? For what he's done, for what he hasn't done, and now I can praise him for who he is. Yes. Well, if y'all can't praise God right then, and I don't even know what you think. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was and is to come, the one who got up from the grave after 3 days and said, behold, all power is in my hand. I can praise him because of that, because I know that God will come through for me. Nobody can tell me what God has done for me because I know for myself. See, there's a time in your life where, you know, you got to look at somebody and say, listen, I don't know what you came to do. Come on now. I don't know why you came this morning. You might have came to hear some good singing. You might have come to hear some good music, but I came to give God some praise. I came to tell God these last 7 days I've been going through it, but I know you're bringing me through it, so I'm going to give you some praise. I came up this morning knowing that I can jump and shout all because you gave me the breath in my body. In you, I live and I move and I have my being, so can I praise you just because of who you are? Oh, excuse me, was I making too much noise? Excuse me, did I get on your nerves? I'm going to still give God some praise. Somebody say glory. Come on, say glory to God. See, if you can't think of nothing else to praise God for, again, look at your neighbor. Your neighbor is here. I'm going to praise God for you, because you could have been cut down. You could have been destroyed, but God brought you through. So glory to God for you too. Sing, he says. Shout, he says. Somebody shout, he says. Say shout. Look at your neighbor. Say shout. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a time, as we close, there's a time when, y'all come on back, music, there's a time in your life where at first you didn't think it was all that. You saw them folk I used to laugh at them folk in church. Seriously, you know when we were young, You know, you look back, ladies in white had to come with the smelling salt and the fan. Y'all know, come on, old school, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, had the fan full. What they all excited for? See, I was only like 8, 9 years old. I hadn't lived yet. I hadn't been through nothing yet. I was still living in my mama's house still. I was still being taken care of. But when I got outside, somebody bring me a fan. Somebody bring me some smelling salt. Because I'm about to shout up in here. I'm about to give God glory up in here. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I'm saying glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's not sophisticated, Pastor. Well, I say to you, go ahead. Your bad self. If you can't give him praise, go ahead. I said to somebody else, if you giving him praise, go ahead on. Praise him. Hey, enemy, you better go ahead on because God's coming for you. But right now, I'm giving you praise. So I said, go ahead. Go ahead on with your bad self. You blessed and powerful person of God. Go ahead on with your bad self. Amen. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Real big.